Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life on KJN, and we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to be here.
All right, and we have a little bit to talk about here this week. Not a real busy week at the shelter, but a few animals up for adoption.
I am happy to say that we have, as of this moment, no more expecting mama cats. All the kittens are here, so we don't have any adoptable kittens, but in a few weeks we'll have some that are ready. And boy, it's just fun to watch them grow up. And we've got a litter that's mostly black and white, and then a litter that's mostly tiger-striped, and they're just so cute. So we are hoping to have no more expecting mamas come in. But we do have some cats that are available for adoption right now, if that's what you're looking for. First off, we have Emma. Emma is a really pretty calico female. She's really, really sweet. She's, you know, young, not a baby, but about a year or two old, lots of life left. And she's laid back. She's just really, really mellow. She's a sweetheart. I really like Emma a lot. We also have Willow. She's a female kitten about 8 weeks old. So not terribly old, just old enough to be able to go home and really, you know, this is an opportunity to acclimate to a very young kitten and become the primary relationship in this young cat's life. So she loves other cats. She loves kids. She's white. She's got a few colored markings on her. So she's very, very pretty and would just be a lot of fun for somebody who wants the experience of having a kitten. If you want an older cat, though, or at least an adult cat, we also have Jackson. He just came in. He's an adult male tiger stripe, still young, you know, not an old adult, but certainly overall the kittenhood things. And Jackson loves to talk. And it's funny to me how, you know, some pet owners have certain things that they're looking for in a cat. And Jackson's one of those where if you talk to him, he'll answer you back. And he's not terribly noisy, but he's really distinctive. And he's got a great personality that way. He's really friendly and very attentive. So if you're looking for a kitten, we got some coming in a few weeks. If you're looking for an adult cat, these would be some great choices.
All right. So some good options there. Could be a lot of fun to work into your home. So take advantage of that while you can here with the cat department. And we also do have one dog to talk about today.
We do. We have Buddy. Buddy's a real sweetheart. He's very loving. He's a pit bull or a pit bull cross. Of course, we're never sure. He's a real sweet guy, very friendly, just loves attention. It would be best, though, if he goes to a home without other cats or dogs. He's kind of a loner. He wants to give and receive all of the love and attention in a house. So these are the animals that we've got available right now.
All right, so some good options there for you, and not a lot going on right at the shelter, but there, of course, that's always maybe a good thing sometimes, too. So
yeah, we're happy for the quiet weeks.
Yeah. All right, and folks, so we talked a little bit last week about going to the shelter. If you do lose an animal, that's a place to turn to look, because there's more than likely at some point that's where they're going to end up. So maybe a good option there to get there to be able to get them back into your home. But there is a little bit of a process that is required to get that taken care of, too.
Absolutely. We have some policies that are in place that have been passed by the board and set there for a long time, and I think they're a little unclear to people. So this is a good chance to clear those up. If you have a dog or a cat that gets picked up, so it's running loose, which of course no pet owner ever wants that. So, but if it happens, the first time you come in, there is a $25 reclaim fee. So if you have to come in and claim your cat or your dog, you're going to scold them mightily and do a better job of locking them up. Probably you have to pay the $25 fee. We also have a $10 per day boarding fee. So, you know, if you're missing your dog, check at the shelter right away, of course, but that's just to offset the cost that is incurred by the shelter staff. Of course, the rule in Atlantic is if you have a dog in city limits, they have to be licensed. So if you come in to claim a dog and it hasn't been licensed, you'll have to pay a licensing fee at that point also, which is only $5 as long as they're neutered, $25 if they're not. You know, we really hope that people don't have animals that escape. If they do, we want you to come claim your animal. We just also want people to be aware. And unfortunately, the shelter can't take checks or credit cards. So it's cash only. So I wanted to get that information out for people so that they'd know it. Of course, we do need proof of rabies vaccination also when you're licensing a dog. So those are some things that we just want people to be aware of. Of course, people don't want their pets being loose in the first place. But if they are, there are some fees that are incurred. If we have animals that keep recurring at our shelter. Unfortunately, the fee does increase. The second time you have to come reclaim your animal, it's $50, and the third time is $100. So we're really trying to encourage people to be good pet owners and keep their animals safely enclosed as it is anyway. And of course, the problem is any animal that's not claimed after 7 days becomes available for adoption. So we encourage you to make sure that your cat or your dog is safely contained. And also, if it does get loose and it goes missing, please check with us soon and first.
Yeah, make sure you get that taken care of. And, you know, you hate to have that be a part of it, but, you know, the shelter is incurring expenses to take those animals in and then take care of them. So yeah, that's the reasoning there for that. So we hope folks realize that when they come in that situation. If they are going to go to the shelter for adoption purposes or otherwise, I guess if they are looking for their lost pet, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, and they can always call. 243-2287 is the telephone number, and then they can find out info online, too.
Yep, if you're on Facebook, it's Atlantic Animal Shelter, or you can go on petfinder.com and type in the zip code.
All right, so thank you for your time this week, Andrea, and we look forward to hearing you again next week.
Thanks so much, and make sure when you go visit the animals, you tell the staff you heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.